Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
Don Lemon missed his time slot this morning. We had to move it because he had to work on CNN after having his interview last night.
Did he oversleep
with
like
Donald
Jay?
Trump.
No, that was not necessary.
Sleep? What is that?
I know, that's right.
For you, yeah.
From New York, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You guys doing okay?
Yeah.
This is a more civilized time, Tom. We need to talk. Hey, so listen, my commentary, very few words from me because I want you to hear from the man himself. And I'm so glad that it happened. The timing is perfect. I got to sit down with Donald Trump to ask him face-to-face about his controversial proposal to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the United States until our government can, as he says, quote, figure out what's going on. Listen to this.
Okay, so here's what my Muslim friends are. You say you have lots of Muslim friends, and they agree with you on this immigration.
I have Muslim partners.
Okay.
I do
so
deals with
they
Muslims.
Say, you know, our next step is internment camps. I cannot believe this guy is proposing what he's proposing.
But by the way, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, according to you, would be a great president. According to many people, would be a great president. He was a great president.
And we have said that that wasn't right.
I don't care if you said it wasn't right. He did it.
Meaning the country has said that.
So he could do it. And what I'm talking about is nothing by comparison to that.
Wow.
Nothing in comparison to that. He said that if he wants to talk straight, he wants people to know that there is a problem in this country when it comes to certain people from Muslim countries who have issues or either have Muslim backgrounds. And until we figure that out, he says we need to ban them. And he's not talking about everyone. And he says it's temporary. He also said this while he was quoting this Bloomberg poll that shows nearly two-thirds of likely GOP primary voters back his Muslim plan. 37% of all likely voters favor his proposal. 18% of likely Democratic voters are in favor. However, 75% of likely Democratic voters oppose the Muslim ban. That's a lot of Democratic voters. Many of those who oppose the ban are among a group that calls Trump's proposal and rhetoric racist. So I asked him about it again, as I've asked him before, and we've discussed on the show, but more specifically this time, whether he's a racist.
Here's my question. I asked you last time, I said, and some people were shocked, if you were racist. You knew why I was asking you that. Are you racist?
I am the least racist person that you have ever met. I am the least racist person.
Are you bigoted in any way?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Islamophobic?
I'm a person, no, not at all. I'm a person who happens to be very smart, and I happen to have a certain street sense, and I know where things are going. I said, take out Osama bin Laden. In a book written in the year 2000 called The America We Deserve, I said, you better be careful, because I saw this guy, Osama bin Laden, probably on television. I said, take him out. He knocked down the World Trade Center.
So he says he's just, you know, perceptive, and he can see that there's an issue and it's going to get worse when it comes to radical Islam in the U.S. But perhaps the most interesting thing in our entire 35-minute or so interview is what he told me about winning the black vote.
A poll was taken recently where, as a Republican, which is unheard of, I had 25% of the black vote. So African Americans, 25% for Trump. A political pundit said, wow, if that's true, the election's over, Trump wins. I think I'm going to win the African American vote, and I think I'm going to win the Hispanic vote.
I haven't seen that poll, nor could I find it, but I have heard African Americans, to be honest, and Hispanics tell me personally that they would vote for Trump. 25%, that's a high bar. So I'll ask an audience of predominantly African Americans who are listening now, is Donald Trump right? Would you vote for him? Would you guys vote for him?
Do you think a lot of older black people would vote for Donald Trump?
I know some older black people who told me that they are considering voting for Donald Trump.
Because of the Muslims, you know?
Because
the,
of that, no, they listen, one specifically said, we need a thug for president. We need someone
people
who
want
to
hear tough talk.
To.
You're right,
yes.
Don.
Yes.
They want to hear tough talk, and Trump's the only one doing it. and nobody else is actually saying.
But the problem is he's got tough talk, but he doesn't have a plan behind the tough talk.
I mean, tough talk is what they want to hear now. It's soothing.
Well, I know,
but
the plans, as Sherry said, he says these things, and he says, I've got a plan, and still we're 6 months into this, and he still hasn't given us a plan as we're going into the real political season.
Well, he says he has a plan on Muslims.
Waiting for the plan.
Sorry,
he's
Don?
Winning in the polls.
he said his plan, what he was going to do with Muslims. He's been clarifying it on every television show. He says he's going to work with member nations. He's going to work with within the bounds of the Constitution to temporarily do it. Temporarily, we have banned immigrants in this country. We haven't done it for religious reasons before, but we've done it from countries during the Iranian hostage crisis. Certain people's visas were we limited visas. We cut out certain visas. We've done it before, but we usually don't do it on because religion is so nebulous.
Why didn't you call him out on those poll numbers?
On the poll numbers for 25, I told him I hadn't seen that, and so I said that to him, and he said, "Well, I'm going to get it." So when you say I'm going to get it, what am I going to do? Go step across and choke him? Because
he tends to exaggerate. It's like 100 black pastors came when there's 45.
When there's 45,
And what about the fact that he, you know, predicted this in a book, and people are saying that that's not in the book, that he did not write
that's
this.
Not in
he
the book?
Not, he did not predict this.
Oh, he's doing a Ben Carson.
He wrote in his, Ben Carson, that's a whole other thing in his book. He did write in his book about Osama bin Laden. I don't know if he said he should kill Osama bin Laden, but he did write in his book about that Osama bin Laden is dangerous.
But,
and I don't think it was any secret back in 2000
that
Osama bin Laden was a dangerous man.
But I'm not surprised that a lot of black people...
I'm not either. I'm with you, Sybil.
I think the conversations I'm hearing are frightening to me, but still a lot of people are not too mad at what he's saying. And like you guys have said, they're looking for somebody who's going to talk tough.
Who's talking tough.
I am surprised. I am always surprised when a group of people who have been discriminated against says that. Not that I agree or disagree with Donald Trump. That's not up for me. I'm a journalist. Listen, you take the information and deal with it. But when I'm on the street... When I'm in the grocery store, when I'm at the deli, when I'm at the pharmacist, when I'm at the barber shop yesterday, hey, man, I see you're interviewing Donald Trump. I agree with him. We got to do something about, you know, people coming in this country because we don't know where all this terrorism is going. I agree with him. Now, whether they would say that publicly, does that translate into votes? I don't know. But I must be honest about that there's a disconnect in the media and even sometimes in the polling from what people are actually saying. Even at home during the holidays, people who are staunch liberals, African Americans, saying the same sorts of things.
Yeah, I have friends who agree with Donald Trump.
And the other thing is nobody else's plan has connected with people like Trump's. Yeah, close the borders.
Well, nobody's
do this,
as
do
loud
that.
As he is either.
Nobody's as loud as he is, so yeah.
Jeffrey.
President Trump.
Scary, 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 scary,
scary, scary.
No affirmative action and President Trump.
Where's my chains and my whip so I can just go back to picking cotton?
Huggy Next, 27 past the hour.